Thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I welcome everyone tonight to this round meeting of Encounter and Diverse Experiences. I give God the praise for this opportunity and for everyone that is tuned in. Glory to God. And I give God the praise for all our lives. Let me tell you, there's something called fellowship. There's something called fellowship that we do not yet understand. That is not yet understood. Fellowship. Fellowship. There's something called fellowship. In the year of 2020, that was a Sunday. The Spirit of God just began, although it was breathing a word into my spirit. It was just coming like, you know, like when the Spirit breathes on you, like a word was just coming. The Spirit of God was over me, upon me, for a word. And it was not that so much of an elaborate, you know, it was just simply a word. Association, my God. Heavy dimension, presence. I walked away from the house, went away from the house, took a time and walked around, went to a place where I could just be alone. Still, when I began to write it down, association. And he said, there is flow of virtue in association, there is flow of impartation in association, there is flow of grace, there is transmission, there is a flow. It was connecting that there is a flow when there is association. So tonight I want to just talk about fellowship. Fellowship. When we talk about fellowship, we are aware with fellowship with God. And it's a Christian doctrine, the fellowship of the Spirit. The fellowship of the Spirit. Koinonia hagion or koinonia pneuma. The fellowship of the Spirit. But Paul was careful not to just generalize fellowship. That is why he identified it as the fellowship of the Spirit. He talks about in the book of Philippians, he says, if there be any joy, any comfort, any fellowship of the Spirit, he says, fulfill ye my joy. That's what some folks know. But there are other kinds of fellowship. Paul was particular in teaching us about a fellowship of the Spirit. But there are still other kinds of fellowship. That's why I want to show us fellowship tonight. Are we following?
Yes, sir.
Alright. So let's begin the journey of fellowship. We'll talk about fellowship. All right, let somebody begin in Philippians and then 2 Corinthians. Just 2 verse 1.
Philippians 2 verse 1, it says, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies.
Somebody's in 2 Corinthians.
2 Corinthians 13 verse 14. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
We see that Paul there teaches us and highlights the fellowship of the Spirit. That does not, he was only showing us that there is such a thing that as fellowship with the Spirit and fellowship of the Spirit. But you see, yes, that scripture brings to us a reality in the things of God. It brings to us a reality in the things of God. That there is such a thing as fellowship, and it is powerful. And I'm telling you that now, fellowship is so powerful. Now, there are still other kinds of fellowship in God. And there is the fellowship of the watchers. These are angelic beings. There is the fellowship of the Godhead. Jesus said to him, "That glory I had with you." If you read at the prayers of Jesus in John chapter 17, you will see that the Godhead is the fellowship of the Godhead. Is that kind of fellowship that was in existence at the beginning when God said, "Let us make man." It was a koinonia, it was a fellowship going on. And in that fellowship, it was conceived to design man. Fellowship is the order of heaven. Listen to what I said. Now, when I mean the order of heaven, you know, you can say the order of things done. It's like how things are done. That's not what I mean. What I mean by order is design. The heavens are designed in fellowship. The what? Get what I'm saying. Just get it. These heavens are designed in fellowship. And quiet, these things I'm saying, glory to God. The heavens are designed in fellowship. And each of these rankings or choir or order are associated with a particular dimension of mysteries. Of heaven are assigned to a particular order for custodianship. Together, these individuals and this created, this order of people become the fellowship of that mystery. True thing I'm teaching you. There is the fellowship of the cherubim. In that fellowship of the cherubim, they keep the glory of God. There is the fellowship of the seraphim. You can already see that in the vision of Isaiah, that they were keepers of the presence and throne and of the holiness of God. Their assignment is the fellowship around the fellowship around the mystery of His holiness. Now, if you go to some cities, universities, and towns, you will see that certain language groups, state groups, have association. You can see association of Northeast students, Southeast students. Now, all of they come together, different background, different names, from different ethnicity, but they fellowship around something, and that is the region they are from. Their association is built around an immovable concept. It's built around an immovable or a fixed reality, which in this case is their locality. the seraphims, the fellowship of the seraphims is built around the holiness of God, the holiness of His presence, the holiness. And really, when you enter into the Spirit of God, when you enter into the Spirit, where you now see the reality of heaven, you will see that there are such order of beings called the seraphims. And they are an order and a ranking. And they have fellowship. And their fellowship is built around the mystery. And that mystery is their trademark. They can be identified by that mystery they keep. Fellowship is the order of heaven, from heaven in the earth. This is the secret of God's design. And you see it already in creation. Take a look at Genesis. You can see that He made the birds of the air. Now, there are varieties of those birds of the air, but all form an order and a class, which are built around a particular kind of design. He kept saying, association. There is flow of virtue in association. There's impartation. He was just teaching and speaking on. I was like, is it not association? And we know it could point it to, then I when he's pointing, there's an emphasis on something as simple as that. We are wise enough to pay attention and not think that we will just wait, because we keep open spirit to be educated. Fellowship. There are fellowship. There's the fellowship of the mysteries of God. There's fellowship. So there is an order in creation and from heaven in the earth, that there are orders. When I mean order, just say O-R-D-E-R. You have heard of things like the order of the nights, the order of the this, the order of that, the order of the this and that. They are names of associations and groups that are built around a particular kind of fellowship. In the kingdom of God, God designed another structure that is built around mysteries and give them fellowship of the same kinds. Look at Daniel chapter 4. When Nebuchadnezzar blasphemed through arrogance, the people that passed the sentence on him didn't directly say it came from God. They said that the decree is from the decision of the watchers. That means they have formed a council on him. They didn't even call the Almighty by virtue of the way it was read in scriptures and as contained in scripture. It was as though by virtue of the authority vested on them through the fellowship and the mystery that is committed into their hands and their authority to steward and to administer. They say this is by the decision of the watchers and the Holy One. And this decree is from them to the intention that at the end of the day, men will know that the Most High rule in the affairs of men. And they passed on a legislation and a judgment on him that took effect. Those people were regulating, they were the agents that ensured that the government and the rule of God is acknowledged in the world of men. Those are mysteries. Or let somebody look at Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 3 verse 6. Read from read from verse 1. verse 1 to 7. Quickly. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1 to 7.
Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right side to accuse him.
That's again, at least, are you louder, please?
Zechariah 3 verse 1. Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right side to accuse him. Verse 2. The Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this man a burning stick snatched from the fire?" Verse 3. Now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel. Verse 4. The angel said to those who were standing before him, "Take off these filthy clothes." Then he said to Joshua, "See, I have taken away your shield and your sin, and I will put fine garment on you." Verse 5. Then I said, "Put a clean turban on his head." So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him, while the angel of the Lord stood by. Verse 6. The angel of the Lord gave this charge to Joshua. 7. This is what the Lord Almighty says: "If you will walk in obedience to me and keep my requirement, then you will govern my house and have charge of my courts, and I will give you a place among these standing here."
Glory to God. God bless you. Now, do you see that? Joshua was a high priest. His office was to serve in the presence of God. But for some reason, Satan had put something on him that made him unfit. So when it was discovered in prophecy and in the prophetic realm that this thing was happening, and the prophet Zechariah saw it, those things were taken up from him. Now, when those things were taken up for him, you see what God was telling him? That I will give you a place to stand among those people who stand here. What was going to happen to him was that he was not only going to be a priest and his office would be functional in the world of men, he was going to be a priest also, and his office would be functional in the heavenly order of priests. You don't know that there are heavenly order of priests. You think it's only priests? No. Melchizedek is another priest from the heavens. There is a priest also now in heaven called Jesus Christ. In Revelation chapter 8, there was still another angel that went to offer incense. That's still another angelic priest. So even though we have priests amongst men, there are also priests among the angels. So God was telling him, amongst the fellowship of your kind that exists here, I will give you a place to stand amongst those that stand here. So where he is on earth, he's an earthly person, he's a man on earth. But they were telling him, you will have a place in heaven to stand with other people. It's going to be given a place to join a fellowship. And the fellowship really is a gathering, a coming together, becoming one with a person or a group. It's a group that is seen as one because they have come to share something. So he's saying to him, I will give you a place among those that stand here. Why? I'm giving you fellowship amongst these keepers of presence, among this order of people that are priests before me. There is the fellowship of the kingdom is the order of heaven. It's structure, order. And this fellowship keep mysteries. God assigns mysteries to fellowship in heaven to keep. That's why you will see that when it comes to the matter of wisdom and revelation, there are a particular category of angelic messengers that God will assign to keep, to deliver mysteries. When it comes to some level of mystery, it can only be found in the custodian and in the revelation of the cherubim. As a matter of fact, God had to tell Moses that, ensure that you make the cherubim to be on the Ark of the Covenant, and that they are overshadowing it, and the Ark is there upon it. And when the prophets discovered this, they began to call God the one that dwelleth in between the cherubim. That is the guarded God. They keep the mysteries of God. There's anybody that was nearer to the presence of God in heaven, it will be found in the cherubim, because he resides in the midst of the cherubim. As a matter of fact, David saw him and said that he rides on the wings of the cherubim. The cherubim is his chariot. They are his protocol. They are God's protocol. They are the closest to him in order of government. There's a fellowship of the cherubim. All these cherubim are alike when they recognize that it is the mystery they keep. And there are certain things they won't tell you unless you are one of them, or you have been brought to be one of them. You share in jail. Fellowship is so powerful. It's so powerful. We are not talking about the fellowship. Paul has showed us that it, about the fellowship of the Spirit. But there are other kinds of fellowship. So that period, that presence was heavy fellowship, there is sharing, there is impartation. That was ever. Yes, fellowship. Now, those fellowship exists in heaven as scripture is teaching us. Now, you can already see now that it's possible. I think let's go further to still establish this before we dive, before we move to the next level. To explain this further. In the kingdom, when God designed the kingdom, he assigned mysteries as responsibilities according to order. This order is the organized structure of the kingdom, is the organized functionary within the system of heaven. It God said to Job, he said, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? When the sons of God shouted for joy, and the morning stars, when the morning stars sang, and the sons of God shouted for joy. That means there is a mystery about the creation of earth that the morning stars and the sons of God saw. And there is a song, the morning stars sang, the sons shouted. And you can already see Jesus Christ came and said that he is the head of the people they call the morning stars. He said he himself is the bright, he's the morning star. God. These things, I, Jesus, have sent my angels, Revelation 22, to reveal these things to church. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and the morning star. And then God said, the morning stars sang for joy. When I laid the foundation of the earth, there is a song they sang, the only thing they were singing. Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. He said, and I beheld on the hill of Zion the Lamb, and 14,400 saints stood with him, and they sang as it were a new song, and none other person could learn this song apart from them. He said, these were there that lived through and were not defiled of women. That is to say, in the other creation and in the realm of God and the ages to come, there is an order within creation that will be separated. They say that even the song they were singing, nobody could learn it. It's not like you can't learn it. Not like you don't want to. You can't learn it because you don't belong to their ranking. He said, these are the ones they were with the Lamb on Mount Zion. Tried by a mystery that they keep, a concept that demarcates them, visibly recognizable by the fact that nobody could learn their music. God, but before they started singing, the morning stars were already singing mysteries when God was laying the foundation of the earth. before that we're already singing the folks in Revelation 14, the morning stars, we're already singing the mysteries of God. That's the fellowship. Are we here tonight? The morning stars. So, in that order, the mysteries are assigned. And so there is a, and you know, when they sing the song, they sing a revelation, they sing a doctrine. That's one thing, that's what they use music for in heaven. If you go up there and you read through the revelations and the information available from there, of that information available about the order of the things they do there, you can see that they sing a doctrine. They don't just come and say hey, ha ha ho and look for what to add in their piece of music. They sing a doctrine, they sing a revelation. It is through their doctrine we have information. Thou art slain and have redeemed all men to God. That's a song, but when we read it, we see mysteries. That's what they sing. He said, blessed is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory, honor, power, blessing. It's a doctrine they were singing. They were unsealing something. Their music is contains the mystery they fellowship with. So when the morning stars sang for joy, when the foundations were laid, they were singing mysteries also. If we can learn their song, we have access to their mysteries. We will tap it. Which is why David say, I will incline my ear, I will open my dark say, my mystery upon the harp. That is, I will sing mysteries on instruments. They opened their mysteries. When God created design creation, he assigned mysteries this way and that way, Hisa and Tita, and organized fellowship around each mystery. So that when you identify a watcher, you see a watcher. When you see a cherubim, you can trace his genealogy. When you see the orphanims, you can identify them. There is still the gathering of the elders. We saw that on the first day of the round table. That there's the gathering of the elders in heaven. Those ones keep a mystery. It is the mystery that they kept that the person on the throne was trying to unravel. That's why he took the elder to Maka, Keko, Rashigaya. It was one of the elders that came to tell John that do not weep again. The lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. How did he know that? And how is it that we looked? Why were they looking in heaven and on earth? People were searching. But the elders already knew what was going on. They knew that someone had already prevailed. So when John was weeping in heaven, they had to call, and an elder had to come and tell him, don't weep again. Someone, the tribe, from the tribe of Judah, the lion from that tribe, he has prevailed. How did he know there was another fellowship around the throne? And this was the mystery they were talking about. Do you know why when John went into heaven, he was hearing thunder from the throne? The mystery was sealed from him. Not in the fellowship. So when they spoke, the mystery came as thunder. He came, when he entered heaven, he said, there was thunder and lightning, sounds and rumblings from the throne. That was God speaking the meeting. The meeting was ongoing, and that was the mystery of the gathering around. But when he came, he was hearing thunder. It was encoded. It was an encoded interaction. He couldn't read. So the the elder had to come and tell him, don't weep again. The lion of the tribe of Judah, he has prevailed. There is fellowship in the kingdom. It's the order of the kingdom. God. Tempahal. From the glory and the power of the kingdom, he assigned it around with fellowship. That's why, as we man of God said to us, angel stand before him, and the angel said to him, he said, I'm the angel that worked with so, and he called the name of an ancient man of God. How come that same angel that worked with an ancient man of God while he was on the earth is now working with this man? And this man is demonstrating the same order and magnitude of the frequency of God upon that man. It's because the fellowship, he has been joined into the fellowship of the man. That's why, oh God, see, there is mystery in heaven, there's fellowship in heaven, there are orders inside heaven. When you go to heaven, you see a structure, you see a key pass of one, this mystery or that mystery. That's why I said it is, weep not, little flock, it is the will of the Father to give you the kingdom. There's a structure inside, there are orders inside the kingdom. You can already see in the visions of Daniel that the angels were communicated to one another. He said, Daniel, he said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. Angelic communications over his head while he was struck under the power of presence. God, there is fellowship from heaven in the earth. Ala kokoruma shangara paka. Only kokorashi gara makasi kandara bahakata balagada. There is fellowship, there is an order and structure. Mate kokoba, today and tonight, many will jump into fellowships inside heaven. Tarababaya, kapash, lekoto palada. Many will be joined to fellowship inside heaven. Ile tokoro separati sekente pratika suze pranaka. Where mysteries will be, there are some of you, the mystery of your destiny is inside the fellowship among some watchers. It is inside there when they talk about the will of God that you'll be discovering your mysteries. It is inside where you gather around with the holy ones on their desk and they open the books of the mysteries of God and they are deliberating on mysteries. You start discovering your assignments because it's inside the fellowship. There are many, as I'm speaking to you right now, you are entering inside fellowships inside heaven. There are fellowships going on right now. You are entering. Some of you, they are giving you your pass. You know the way you enter a classroom in school and they are giving you a document and an ID card that tells you where your class is, where your department is. There are many, they are handing you your ID card and showing you, go to the north gate. You will see a group of others there, gathered there in the heavens. Join that fellowship. They say, you go to the river of life. Around the river of life, there's a gathering of elders. Go and sit in their midst. They talk about the mysteries of God. The fellowship with glory. Join their fellowship and you will get what is ordained for you to do. There are others. They are saying, go to the region of the where the songs of the morning star have been sung. They say, follow that bright star. You see, that is where the morning stars are occupying. And you go there and sing the songs of the stars and come down on earth and sing the songs of glory and power and emanations of revival and fire is going on. You are bringing down fellowship from heaven. There are many entering into gates tonight. Wow. My God. My God. Enter. There are many entering fellowship tonight. Fellowship of watchers. Le preteketi kalaprata kaposo koto kolubo. Le preteke sekete le prata kateke le prata kaposhe keteke. Koroshi gara gara gase kurubara. Hai. Trash chata patate koshmarat kata la pashu kate. In the order of creation. See the aina matakasya. In the order of creation. I've seen the assignment to start. I have seen the assignment to this. The assignment to this group, to these watchers. I have seen the assignment to this legion of heaven. They have seen that to this realm of ranks. Today, you yourself have been an ordinary man. But today, God says to you, enter the fellowship ahead of you. You yourself have been an ordinary man. But today I'm saying to you in this light, enter into the fellowship of the stars ahead. Enter into the fellowship of the stars. Enter into the fellowship of the stars. There's somebody here, this word is, as I'm speaking now, you are entering, you can already feel the power of God on you. Enter into the fellowship of the stars. Enter into the fellowship of the princes of God. Enter into the fellowship of watchers of the realms of glory. Fellowship in the kalapatikos, in the consecrated glory host zone dimensions of God. Lari koko barata. Proceed onward now from being a man to being a star in the kingdom. Proceed onward now from being a man to being a son of God from heaven in the earth. Proceed now from an ordinary boy, an ordinary girl, an ordinary woman. Enter the glory zone and be transformed into another personality again. Transformed into another identity in God. Enter through the glory zone. Leko shida la baba bala pata si kete kene teke 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 ta paka ta kasi kete kene kete kaya. Mashire te 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 suata. My God. Kaka kaka. Tata la tata mete kosi kala bala dia. Ah, tashika. Enter through the stars. Elaniana mane moshita. Mashike kokoru kokoro kakasi karanda barahamala te barada. Aupu ya peku shimandia te ponia taplandia le tekelunia de pasundia. Le pantiko kotinda la pahande le pohunde le kesinda la mahanda ya. Erika kana menge gebo shigaga ya dia. Ele papuria dikizu su te prania de pelona. Merzer kazisizis koko shikai. Ne kumina de apanda le kigigo shiga gigo dia kakare de gege tu panda maha. My God. Chami de kekene, mekun de kekene, enele de kukurata. My God. There's power everywhere. There's power everywhere. Signs and wonders, gates of heaven, gates of glory, signs, gates of glory. Jesse shaking, Jesse shaking, Jesse shaking, takatikush, gaga gaga gigo go 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 shiga gaga la baga giga go giga gede go go diga gaga di golo. Jesse shaking, Jesse shaking, Jesse shaking, Jesse shaking, go ke giga gaga di go go. Getiga gago getiga gaga lege getiga gaga de go 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 tiga gati kege go 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 shiga gatea lega gaga gade konde komina tala pake lo go shiga gayat patarane gaga gaga shiga gara kateke ruto baba kara leki ke go 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 samendia ta apeko tu barana kolo reke ko barania santa bake su tampatela nervanzi kara shikara God signs and wonders. That's the word, that's the word too. Signs and wonders. He's saying that day the Lord will show great signs in the heavens. The stars and the skies will be darkened and the moon will be made as blood. He said, and he will show signs above and wonders in the heaven. Rele retoria dikira dikizosi kakarati kelele teke panda yenea lefa deifo shande bora kakarakizo kora reifo torosi tana makatesa ya koshia vatesu ma tekura kakasi hai ilele rekama mahashi kaka le kokoro kuraka kurushika kakaka gaki gaki ka Gokika. Oh my God. Oh, fell, just flow. Go out now. Get out from this place and enter into the realms of God. As we are praying, I hope you are not walking. Enter through the spirit. Go now, get out from here. Go now, get out from here. Go now, get out from here. La pakeso, zata pakareko, shata pakareti, barana mata paratazia, reko. Enter your class, enter your order, enter your group, enter your fellowship, enter the ranking of God. Go into heaven tonight. Don't you leave this meeting and you are still ordinary. Then there is no going to heaven tonight. Cease from being a man. Cease from being a man tonight. Supernatural signs and wonders. My God, Father, enter into heaven. You're settling into your ranks now. Your fellowship. Settle around the fellowship. You're entering your class now. Settle down. Find your own space where you sit. Where you are to sit. check under your desk, you will see your books and your lectures. My God. There are many who are seeing us in the spirit now. They are seeing us in the spirit. That is, you are seeing us in the spirit. You are seeing us in the spirit. Some even you are seeing us in the spirit. As an educator, as an instructor in the realm of the spirit, teaching and educating you mysteries. Teaching and educating you mysteries. There are some of you who can feel the presence of the wisdom, the presence of God's grace, just the presence of God, just feeling your atmosphere, feeling your mind. Some of you will feel the presence of God, feeling your mind. Others are seeing us in the spirit, the realm of the spirit. You are seeing us in the realm of the spirit. With another form, not just something did change. You are seeing us in the glory in the realm of the spirit. That's because some of you are entering into the fellowship. You are entering into the fellowship. The fellowship. Shekota malataka sika malata. Some of you are entering into the fellowship. The fellowship. Go ahead, just give it grace. Some of you are entering into, some of you have journeyed in the spirit, into uncharted places in God. Some of you are in your room. Your eyes are not seeing anything, but your spirit is traveling. You can sense that your spirit is journeying. Some of you don't know it now, but some of you are journeying with the spirit. That experience as if you are being pulled, like pulling, drawing kind of experience you can't explain. What is happening to you is that you are journeying with the spirit, but you are not given access to see in the spirit what's going on. But nevertheless, the experience of being journeying in the spirit, some of you as if you are just being pulled, like a drawing, something feel like just a drawing going on. Yes, as though a wind is blowing, but you don't feel the wind because your spirit is jumping in realms in heaven. When you arrive there, you will find the fellowship. You will find the fellowship in Christ. Father, we give you praise. Thank you. Go ahead and worship God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
How many of you had those experiences? How many of you just and just let me, everybody here, as for as long as you were paying attention and your heart was here, something's happened to you. We give God praise for this moment.
Mm-hmm.